Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up, all the doctors.
Hello, everyone. This is Parker Pathways on RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org, and this is May 28th, 2017. It's a three-hour live program, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443, and I welcome all of you. It's Memorial Day, and we've been on air for about 10 years. We haven't changed our theme from the first day we were on air. It had to do with the went on the national stage to expose the contamination in the water. Cancerous agents in the water in the real world. Presented the review, the peer review of over 900 human studies done by the government for 30 years before 1998. When the EPA put a fine of $10,000 a day on waste disposal plants in the United States. And I think the third show that I had 10 years ago was Von Nestle, who went to the Wall Street Journal and said, well, he wasn't going to put any of his water pumping plants in the United States and going to get out of it, because he didn't want the liability for contamination. Since those days, of course, the Von Nestle's are pumping water from wells across America, destroying the aquifer, along with a lot of the aquifer contaminations that are around the world. And people have died. Medicines have been changed. Got 19 amicus curiae briefs from yours truly. Five of them are in the Supreme Court. One gets reviewed tomorrow. It took 8 years to receive the desk of the Supreme Court concerning the concept of water and body, and should it be thought of. And I was reflecting. And by the way, I want to apologize for my voice. I have a good voice and thing, but as a product of science and other things that I really can't talk about, stem cell research. I appreciate your indulgence. And with that being said. Of the terms of it, I wanted to make a dedication to Howard Hart, who was a CIA operative, a real giant among the world. He was the first chief station that ever abroad. And he gave the order as an operative that's legendary. In fact, it'll be carved with his star at the CIA wall. It's called "Go Kill Soviet Soldiers." And that was made at a 2005 speech. And Howard Hart was one of the people that was the forerunner of starting an era of people like myself, and gave me the tap on the shoulder type thing, which is a true story. He died recently. He died April 30th. And apparently he had liver cancer. And he is the top of the line. On the Memorial Day, in terms of people, he was involved in the commando mission to rescue the American hostages, and took part in one of the plans. Of course, the problem was that President Carter could not make decisions. I was on the second helicopter, a wave on that, and Hart got injured in Iran, in that where the Islamic overthrow of the government took part in the commando mission, which President Carter would not act on. I was trained very highly for another thing. I was the guy that the other people would not want to see, because my job was to identify one particular hostage to see if that was really who the hostage was. If it wasn't, I'd have to kill him. I can talk about it now, but what happened that day, of course, the sand got into the carburetors of the helicopters, and they were downed, and we buried ourselves in the sand to protect ourselves. Another reason I don't like the desert. I was the guy that witnessed, along with two others, on the president Iranian leader, who is now president of Iran. You want to call him president. But he was the people that had brought in Khomeini during the time, because Khomeini had been ousted by the Shah of Iran times earlier. And lived in Paris. But see, Khomeini, he sent his tapes, little cassette tapes, to his people every week, and so he was talking to his people all the time. But the mullah, of course, I witnessed that, you know, when he fingered the burnt flesh and bones of the American soldiers from the helicopter battle on that day. And I'm going to say it on air because I want to tell you why I'm going to say it. He ate the flesh of that soldier. There were three of them, you know, and they all danced around all the burning bodies. You see, I've been thinking a lot. Now, I've talked to you about a couple shows ago, I was talking about the audience and the response and the little problem, you know, when Dr. John Holden, the science and technology czar for President Obama, had, you know, the system of suggestion and the actual implementation of sterlings to be put in the drinking water for depopulation of the earth, and particularly of the United States. There was not a joke there. You know, and I'm getting to get at that. I know we're patriotic, and I know that we're in the process of things, and you know, I got into this of the water because of immunology. You know, the fact if tissue's not taking and whole developmental system's not working, and even though the immunology profile was matching. And today, for instance, the three-dimensional bioprinted human cartilage is now being grown in mice, the CelliLink 3D bioprinter, and can be in the host tissue and can form human stem cells from these neocartilage formations. And that's obviously a very advanced system. Now, you might think, well, we'll just pass that over and we'll start selling you bottles of vitamins to increase the growth of somebody's pocketbook, but they don't know what the hell they're talking about. And they really don't. The thing is, in the public, you know, the public is around, gee, I'm so sad, you know, somebody will take care of the water, somebody will take care of the blood supply, somebody will take care of the environmentalists who don't want dams to be built for the aqua system. Well, one of the people that was in that hostage group, I will not say his name because it's still classified, even though they show a lot of pictures of those hostages over the years. But the thing is that it was a physician who had put himself into advanced medicine in Iran. At that time, there was a movement among the Islamic world to continue body living. In other words, to have regeneration of cells, which hasn't been that much done at that time to work it out. That's why I'm mentioning the 3D printing, which is, and by the way, that was one of the projects that I ended up reviewing not any more than 4 weeks ago. It's in Sweden, and it's a team that's working with a stem cell group in the United States, which I will not mention for the sake of safety. But the thing is that none of that could have happened to save that particular person that we were looking for. If it wasn't for Howard Hart and the operation that occurred in the ousting the Soviet forces that occupied Afghanistan militants, or after the war, you know, the family, the Hart family returned to the Philippines. The Second World War, the Japanese invaded the Philippines, and the Hart, the whole family was held under Allied civilians in internment camps. And then the Harts, they were carried to safety by the Army of the United States paratrooper. And there's a famous line which has... But the thing is that he was, Howard was very responsible for the special operations missions to rescue people from U.S. embassies after the Ayatollah Khomeini took power. And the concept of how he was written up in various books, George Carl, a book called Charlie Wilson's War, which you probably may have even seen. It's about a Texas flamboyant congressman in the covert CIA arms program. And it was in Ghost Wars. The Ghost Wars was a Pulitzer Prize-winning historic of the U.S. conflicts with the Al-Qaeda. Of course, we all, folks like myself, have a lot of identities. That's why I'm so upset with Hillary Clinton. Compromising people like myself, even today, I'm not active in the field. I'm protected. I haven't been in public for nearly 11 years. But the whole thing comes down in medicine and the things we talk about in terms of water and the concept of. But the judge the other day, I believe, or it might have been in the past 2 days, I think it was in the past 2 days, who ruled in the Hillary Clinton case, some people were suing her because of the loss of for two people in Benghazi, and the judge says, well, she was Hillary was working in the capacity of the Secretary of State, so therefore the plaintiffs couldn't prove that they had standing in the case because they didn't show harm or as part of her duties, which bypasses the point that when Howard was working in the process of the CIA top sawer in the Ilzabad, and he was saying, in fact, it's in the movie, The Ghost Wars, as an operative, and he's mentioning at the Afghan border. He says, "Whoever," and it's in the line in the film that the process of who you are as in the field is not the person that you are that's going to be the field. In other words, it's a very famous line. He wrote that in his book, A Life for a Life. And the whole process of things, the enrage of a person like me coming on Memorial Day, I'm giving a 3-hour dedication of my program today based upon dedication to Howard Hart. When Mr. Hart was put into the counter narcotics center, and this was a very early experiment that they were trying to find ways to augment and reroute the opium trade out of Afghanistan. And there are other processes of which were famous for what he did, but the point was, I remember that day, I was drinking orange juice, and I never drank acids. I liked orange juice, so I wanted to get the vitamin C because I didn't have the money to buy vitamins. Vitamins were not a big, as they are today, with everybody is pawning them on corners of every street in this country. In terms of the thing is, if you take the vitamin, you work the thing, never realizing that natural food and the other processes were. But of course, natural food was much more quality than it is today. And of course, that came under the judge's opinion for Hillary, saying she's not liable for the two of the four deaths in Benghazi. The whole point was the judge saying, well, things were a better quality of which Hillary pertains. I thought, how insulting to legislate from the bench. We'll see you at the other end of the break, and I appreciate you being here. The call number is 800-313-9443.
Off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
We cannot escape the thinking of what's happened in the past week concerning the G7 meeting that President Trump was one of the members, and my private view. I feel that it's long overdue. It's the first time in, well, it's been 8 years of social communist ruling in this country. Before that, we've had several years. It doesn't make any difference as a Republican, Democrat. The point is that the Republicans are not voting for the people either. So the thing. But President Trump, he made his deal on trade. He put his thing. I thought it was a very successful meeting because of the fact that he was there. And the idea that he called the finance ministers out, and from an earlier meeting that they had in Bari, Italy, and the whole concept of the trade agreements to be based upon the development of not a question of liberals making a big thing about countries paying in the United Nations for their costs for defending their countries, and didn't mention Article 5, which is the whole point. Well, The point is, it's a bigger issue than that. What we have in the world today is that we still have to commit to, if we're going to go into the Paris Climate Agreement, which is a disaster and always and has been from its first inception. There are better ways to have written that and to develop that. And still, too, you have to develop the concept of Canada, France, Italy, Germany, I believe, and United States and England also attends the European Union in terms of way of the United the Union of Concerned Scientists, which is an advocacy group that the they're upset that the discord over climate change. Well, climate change is a process of it's called weather, and the administration had the guts to come in at the table, and it was a round table with all of the G7s there, all of them there. They call it G6 plus one, and the idea that after 22 years, an American president looked them in the eye and said, "Go F dot 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 yourself." And they think we're not doing World War II again. We're not gonna work it into the other areas of this and our resources. And one of the contact people on the Trump team told me, not told me because I haven't been talking to anyone because I can't, you know. But the message was, great work, Dr. Parker. Donald used your sentences, and I know what he meant. He was talking about the water, the concept of the development of the new, what is called the new water order. That's what he put down, and he faced that UN director and said, it said to his face, he says, "Dr. Parker is not the water baron. He is the water," in the terms and the fact that, and I told you the story on this program on Parker Pathways, that 7 to 8 years ago when Gorbachev, eye to eye, we were eyeball to eyeball, and everybody thinks that water's a right, you know, and Gorbachev says, "You don't own the water, you don't have a right." And then the Saudi prince was standing next to him who wanted to offer $1 million in gold to anyone at the water convention to find out how to keep and purify their water. And in terms of the thing, the Saudi says, "Well, he says, we may not own the water, but he knows how to make the water." And he said that in front of Gorbachev. And Trump gave that to the UN director at the G7 meeting. We could say that we had a little bit to do with that from this station. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443, and thank you for being here.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Ways, and we're going to do the show a little differently today because of time. And I normally all my shows are built upon the previous show, and because we cover within the show several facets of medicine and law and politics and other pieces of information that can highly influence how you may look at making survival work and how to take on things that you hadn't thought of before, perhaps. In other words, the idea is the psychology of not being completely predictable, because the idea, you see, to take over the globe is to make people feel predictable. That was the basis of President Obama's book, Nudge, by Sustein, who wrote the book. And the idea was to nudge you into Obamacare, to nudge you into socialism, to nudge you into disruption, and have class warfare, which was the basis of it. And the price is paid that the public doesn't hear about, which really makes the idea of the resist movement moot, is the fact that that the Supreme Court rules on certain cases that just go by the wayside because the press is very biased toward socialism. And, of course, you remember when Time magazine had on their cover and said, well, we're all socialists now, and that was done several years ago. Let me take present Time magazine is the determination of the genome. And right now the genome can be done per patient around for about $1,000. And the idea is to interwork this into brain brain images to determine personalized biomarkers based upon a different discovered mitochondria in stem cells. All of these advances and discoveries are patentable, and the Supreme Court has said under Justice Clarence Thomas, and they ruled unanimously that specialized appeal courts, which are mostly in Eastern District of Texas, which has been the patent lawyers and the courts in East Texas have made literally a fortune for people who try to take other people's ideas and force them into selling them or putting them in, and they're, you know, affectionately called trolls. But first, the idea is that the Supreme Court is saying they're going to shift the patent infringement lawsuits out of that few federal courts in East Texas because these patent cases are placed in a venue, actually, that the plaintiff would consider to be favorable and say, well, the troll actually owns it because they bought the patent. So 30% of these patent cases are filed every year, 30% of everything invented. So these lawsuits of firms now are going to have to be brought into where the company is incorporated. And this will, the corporate defendant it resides only in that state where it's incorporated, so you have a narrow standard, you know, in the lower court has, you know, been using, but has not been implemented in such a way to protect. It's more than just protecting a patent idea. It's a question of, let's say, that what I gave you at the first 30 minutes of my first hour, the idea that you can have a three-dimensional concept in terms of cartilage and to be able to place a stem cell for a re-signal, and to be able to do that without using skin stem cells and grow the cartilage in the mouse. See? So the thing is that on that patent, you have the idea of the companies that are involved in that technology. You might think that passes by, you know, while you have hundreds and hundreds of people rioting in the streets. You have at Wellesley College, for instance, where Hillary Clinton gave her commencement speech, saying, well, these are the women of the future who will take jobs and go to the grass ceiling, and the thing that Hillary Clinton was mentioning on her election winning night speech that she was going to give. She gave essentially the same speech that she was going to give to the Wellesley College. And I'm sure all these ladies are very nice people, and I'm sure they're very nice people, but to show their aggression against creativity as being sexist, I found was absolutely appalling and insulting. It was insulting to the people that don't have the education or the knowledge to understand what's happening. The case, you know, in terms of the people invent, anyone can invent It's the question of, and I encourage it. That's why I'm going to be, I've made a decision, which was something that I'm going to copy from my IBM days. And IBM, of course, was legal in doing it. They invented, in their heyday, they invented approximately 150 ideas that were patentable a week. So at that time, when I was doing my missions for Uncle Sam, I got the Blue Book and was able to keep up and work with the kinds of missions that I had to work with. You know, like it was considered right now, the military under Obama has been brainwashed to say that climate change is a priority national security issue. And weather is a national security issue. If they change it to weather, people would understand that there is a change. But there are a lot of inventions to try to augment or save lives or to work things out in another way. So, which is true. Things in these technologies that are coming up with lasers, concepts, and I'm absolutely against the Directive 71-1 in terms of geoengineering and refugees coming into the country, 500 million refugees, you know, in terms of the geoengineering with diamond dust in New Mexico and other states, those four places on the earth I talked about in the last program. And the whole thing comes down to the fact that this is not an academic exercise. The attorney, like the lawsuit that was at the Supreme Court was for Kraft Foods, who's a subsidiary of Kraft Heinz, and they sued TC Heartland, and they alleged that there were three Kraft patents that were infringed on what are called water enhancement products. Now, the water, to understand that what Gorbachev is saying to me, you know, several years ago, and what the Saudis were after, and still are, by the way, and rightfully so, is that water, since it doesn't have a right, since you don't have right to water, if people come down to think you do, you don't have any right to water. It's in Obamacare on the death panel. The water in your body is not being filtered out into the urine to be used by someone else. It causes something in someone else. That's why they have satellites to determine what's in your toilet. That's why they have these new testing techniques of the micro gold-plated spectrometer microscopes. That's why they have X-ray concepts, the determination of how many X-rays you take into your body. They're called electromagnetic frequencies, of which we will be getting into today in this show. And because of the amount of time that we have is limited to do it, but the whole point comes down to the fact that's what's being talked about in the terms of Supreme Court case. Okay? when you have a water enhancement product, your brain is a water enhancement system. I'm an advisor in the world of five countries on the Brain Project, all right? And the thing is that when I'm talking to you about discoveries and the process of it, I have reviewed those projects because I have been asked to, because I'm good at it. There are only 17 of us left in the world to do it. That's why I'm called a knowledge engineer. You might think that's some kind of BS standard industrial code that the government made up. No. It was formulated, by the way, what we're discussing that comes out in this case is the fact of something I've talked to you about in my audience since I've started. When President Eisenhower went to review Europe's destruction from the Second World War, he had four missions in terms of things. He wanted to make sure that the camps were cleared. He wanted to know how much death was involved, what is going on, who ordered it, how it was administered medically. He went to the medical side. He was way ahead of the industrial complex. Number two, it was to find out how the internment of ideas were made as part of a social matrix, all right? And he invented that concept of matrix, which came from Himmler in terms of mathematics. And why Himmler? Because the Germans had the mathematicians to figure it out. It was called the Biomean matrix. And this is a mathematical system for determination of the fact of how you determine which is the better idea, not the fact that the idea would have success. The idea was it would be a prediction of beyond being predictable. Now, of course, the Spanish have taken that off in centuries, which we will get into today, concerning bullfighting. It's called the criminality, where the bull is in the ring and the bullfighter is trying to confuse the bull, and the bull gets confused. But what the bull does is go back to the same spot in the arena that the bull feels safe. The bullfighter knows that, and they work their body in terms of putting forth of the color on the retina of the bull to always circle the spot in the bull ring that the bull feels safe. And the thing is, and that's how the bull loses its life, because it feels that it won't be hurt or it won't be attacked, even though it's being attacked at every 40. It's a good bullfighter. When I watch live bullfights, they don't have them anymore, but when in my missions that I had, I wasn't interested in seeing a bull get killed. That was not the point. But when you learn, I've talked to bullfighters, and the thing is the fact that it's the question of what's called the basis of decision of how you perceive the product that's in the food and in the water itself. And that was the basis of the decision in Bonk Supreme Court ruling. Now, if the water's enhancing the product, then who owns the product? We don't have any rights to the water. All right? So the thing comes down to, this is a very big issue in the pharmaceutical industry, and it is a case that belonged in Indiana, which is where the company was located, and that's why they made the decision in the Supreme Court. You want to talk about an infringement, which is actually a claim which is determining if something is similar, but it acts in the same way, but it's not quite similar. And that's the whole point, is the fact that you could copy the claim from that other patent and it would be similar to the one that you have. So the limited venue shopping in the patent litigation will be more equitable in terms of this. But who owns the water, you see, in the enhancement system? So the case will be filed in another court under a different reasoning into the process. Which part of the infringement is for something that you don't own? Just think about that. Just carefully think about that. Because that's the basis of the death penalty of Obamacare, and it's the basis of what's being discussed. Remember what I taught you. A human being, when we first started, was at $1.2 million in total value in terms of your lifespan and in what you contribute. The water merits, the process of the developmental system of what your virtual water is that you use in your lifetime, plus the value of the age that you're in. And of course I've interviewed Dr. Emanuel, who is one of the authors of the death penalty. And now we're full face. This week the rubber meets the road in terms of, after all this time, and they back and forth. We now find, you know, the Democrats are going to, you know, work it in the Senate to try to work it in the other way. And then a person doesn't have any values. See, and in the Republican side, you have the idea, the determination of what President Trump has picked up on in the fact that he thinks I actually may be correct in another way. He had not thought of that because nobody had told him that there weren't any water rights. We're in the process of the development of being the human. Then who owns the human? So he brought it up to the G7, says we're going to talk about it later. Okay? So you have the progressive in Congress. They're calling for a $2 trillion bill in infrastructure spending. The idea that the waterways and the should be repaired in a different way. It's quite surprising that the progressives put up a higher price on it. So now they're bidding on it. Now the Democrats are bidding on who is going to live and die based on the water, and I thank myself and the thing if I had some small contribution to in the real world, not the BS world that goes on out here with people call fake news. No, it's not fake news. It's the news that got in their head in terms of what they think is going to be because they have such a socialist, mean attitude because the leverage of the human body on building the body in terms of the infrastructure was never part of them because it was what? It was to them against their plan of destroying Christianity. You want me to repeat that sentence? Do you want to understand what I just said? You probably do understand what I just said, and that might be the whole point. In other words, you have a case where eminent domain has taken over a procedural system. There's one in California that's like that, where there are people in the legislature in California that want to pass a bill to get some money to take away someone's property on the beach. It's Bill Senate Bill 42 of the Appropriation Committee in California so that they can buy Vino Costa's property that he bought next to the beach. He was a software developer, and he bought the property for $32 million. But it had an easement that went to the beach from his property, but the easement was part of his property, so he's not letting people on his property. So to go through, and he's right, technically, there's no reason for that. So the state of California wants the Kiplop Land Bank Fund to put up the money to put him into court and have the process of eminent domain either be decided by a judge or a jury and place the taking of the property based upon not on the value but the value of the development for the amount of money that will be involved and be it's called Martin's Beach in California, and if you put value on the use of the land, then you're stepping on the death penalty. In other words, that's part of the process of the value of this place in the human being itself. So all these people that are out here rioting and holding up signs of resist, those poor souls don't realize that the resist is against them. If you look at the legal real world and the process of the medical care and how it's developed, then how do you determine that's going to be going for the value, which is the same thing as investing in an index fund? See? So now I want you to compare another incident in Red Bluff, California, where a farmer faces the federal court for a $2.8 million fine. And what does all he did was wanted to plant wheat on his land, and the EPA said, well, you went into the ground 4 to 7 inches of your land, and there's a freshwater species of shrimp that is in the wetlands, and you and these have been damaged in such a way that they're called swallies, and in the wetlands, and of course they die. They have a very short lifespan. It's been a threatened species since the 1900s, according to the EPA. Now, the idea, if he plants, he has to spend money to purchase other wetlands to compensate for the alleged damage to his own property. Now, this is a taking that he doesn't need a permit for to work with his own land. Now, you say to yourself, well, what the, is that with the taking where the government wants to put up money to take your land and not repay you for what you paid for, like in Martin's speech, $38 million? The easement is 6.4 acres to the beach from his property. Now, that case is going to go to the Supreme Court eventually, and the farmer who wants to plant wheat on his property legally, that actually the farmer hired a consulting firm to map out the drainage from what's called the Coyote and Oak Creeks, which are considered waters of the United States. So in other words, under the EPA Water Act, and to determine of this, since you don't own the water, and has already been implemented by the EPA to the United Nations, which is totally illegal, totally illegal. They say, well, it's the water of the United States, so you don't have any right to use it. But the swallies and the shrimp live in the grassland pools, and they dry up very quickly. In other words, the shrimp die very quickly, but their eggs hatch when the pools refill. And so the farmer's wheat is planted but not harvested. So the Army Corps of Engineers have gone on his property, taken his crop without warrant, and also place this under the concept of the wetland areas to tie it in with the use of pesticides and calling the soil a pesticide by depositing the dirt in the wetlands in the violation of the Clean Water Act. In other words, see how they did that. In other words, they twisted it around and say, well, you don't own the water, but we have control of your soil. Now, you might think this is an isolated case. You might think that this is some kind of legal academic exercise, but it's not in eminent domain in pipeline constructions. In other words, what the EPA is doing is using this process in eminent domain for pipelines in terms of being able to transfer various forms of gas and energy using eminent domain under the same process of the Red Bluff farmer who wants to put wheat on his own land and saying that these micro water shrimp are interceding. You know what this affects now? It goes to the Marcellus Shale. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.